Catastrophic Dubai flood paralyzes tourist paradise. Numerous flights delayed, diverted and cancelled, with thousands of foreign travelers stuck in flooded Dubai International Airport. A globally recognized United Arab Emirates, UAE, sprawling metropolis and tourist hotspot, Dubai, has come to a complete grinding halt due to a massive rainfall, which is uncommon in this typically dry area. The rest of the Emirates has also been severely affected by this calamity, resulting in at least one fatality being reported. By Tuesday night, Dubai was already dealing with over 142 millimeters, or 5.5 inches, of rainfall, which is typically the amount the region receives in 18 months, since the rain began on Monday night. According to the UAE government, the state has experienced the highest level of precipitation in its history, surpassing all previous records maintained by local meteorologists for the past 75 years. The absence of adequate drainage systems on numerous Dubai roadways, deemed unnecessary due to the region's excessively arid climate, exacerbates the situation. Consequently, numerous motorists found themselves stuck inside their cars, with quite a few being forced to abandon the vehicles in order to get to safety. Local police officials reported one fatality which occurred when a 70-year-old driver's car was swept away by powerful water streams in Ras Al Khaimah Emirate. Dubai International Airport, one of the principal global air transportation centers, has experienced flooding on its runways, resulting in numerous flight delays, diversions and cancellations, with thousands of international travelers stuck in the UAE metropolis, unable to leave. Dubai Airport operator, in today's post on X, formerly Twitter, strongly advised travelers to stay away from the airport, urging them not to come to the airport, unless absolutely necessary. Dubai's world-famous shopping centers Dubai Mall and Mall of the Emirates have also been severely affected by the floods. Currently, the citizens of the United Arab Emirates are strongly advised by the National Emergency, Crisis and Disaster Management Authority to remain indoors and ensure their vehicles are parked in elevated areas that are not susceptible to flooding. Due to the catastrophic situation, UAE schools have also transitioned to remote learning, and government employees have been instructed to carry out their duties from the safety of their homes. The heavy rainfall is currently also impacting neighboring Bahrain and Oman, resulting in numerous fatalities in those countries.